Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 5 of the Lose Weight, Create Life podcast. My name is Ryan Tomko, and today I wanted to bring another episode this week, one that I wasn't initially planning on, but was one that I felt I really wanted to talk about. This idea has been really on my mind over the course of this last week and was something I really wanted to share with people while it was fresh on my mind. Thank you to everyone who's supported this podcast thus far. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to share this with a friend who you think this may be of use to. With that, let's get into today's episode. Like I stated before, this idea is something that's been on my mind a lot over this last week with the release of the podcast and just all the love and support I've gotten from everyone that's been listening thus far. The topic I wanted to talk about is your self-talk. The reason I wanted to talk about this today is because I had a moment earlier in the week. It was April 15th, the initial release of the podcast, where I found myself in a situation where I was battling some negative self-talk. I had just gotten off of work, and I came home. I was ready to go on my evening walk when I looked at an email I had just received from iTunes. Now, when you submit your podcasts initially, you have to go through kind of an elongated process with most platforms. However, iTunes is the one that takes the most time to hear back from. Most of the other platforms you hear back right away, but for whatever reason, iTunes has kind of an elongated process. Now, on Monday the 15th, like I said, I finally get the email from iTunes saying that the show has been approved and it's been posted onto their website. The first thought I had was I was really excited. I was super just overjoyed because I put a lot of work into releasing the episodes. I put a lot of time, a lot of dedication from my life into creating those episodes. And I was so happy that they were finally being released on a large platform. But then I found myself staring at that email a little longer. I was very hesitant at first. I initially thought, man, is today the day? Is today really the day I'm going to release this podcast? I knew it was something I have a lot of passion for, obviously. I put a lot of money, time, energy into the project. However, I still found myself, when I got the okay, I was very hesitant still. I was nervous, and that thought came into my head. Should I release this today? You see, I think we do this a lot in our lives. There are so many different areas in our lives where we know something that we can do or are doing is very productive, positive, or can be productive, positive, and helpful to others. However, we tend to stall when go time comes. And when it comes to sharing with others, sometimes we get very hesitant because we're nervous of the reaction. We're nervous about what others may think. Even though we have put a lot of dedication into the project, we're scared of the reaction we might get from others, even though we know it's a good thing, potentially. We also do this with our health and everyday life. We think, man, is today really the day I'm finally going to stop making my excuses and start putting a lot of effort into my life? The things I want to create, the things I want to do in my life, the health I want to regain, the weight I want to lose, the strength I want to gain, whatever that may look like, because everybody's on their own separate journey. Everybody's doing something a little bit different than the other person. This can look all sorts of ways for you in your life, in your business, your health, your fitness, all sorts of things, your personal relationships, your marriage, whatever that looks like for you. And it comes time to pull the trigger and we get nervous. We stop. Our self-doubt starts to set in. We get really quiet and we start thinking too much. I know for me personally, this has always been a problem. When I first even thought about working out, that was the biggest thing. I couldn't get myself to pull the trigger. Even after I became a certified personal trainer, I had already learned about nutrition. Earlier this year, when I was stumbling with my goals, my habits, I knew I needed to make a change. However, I just couldn't pull the trigger for whatever reason. Nothing was clicking as it should be. I was nervous. My self-doubt checked in, and it was there to stay. But then something happened in both of these scenarios, both when I knew I needed to get back on track with my weight loss and when I had the podcast I knew was ready to release. I had to get that self-confidence back. I had to really look at myself from the outside and inside and really focus on what my vision is, what my goal was. What did I want to accomplish with both of these things? How can this better my life or better the lives of others. I really had to sit there and I thought about an old speech from Les Brown called I Am the One, or at least that's the text that I remember every time I have self-doubt. I think, I am the one. Even though I'm struggling, even though I'm having troubles, I'm the one. I've got to make this happen. You see, when I started the podcast, the idea was that if I could impact one person per episode, everything would be worth it. The time, the money, the personal investment I made, the dedication, it would all be worth it to me if I could help, encourage, or support one person per episode. I thought, man, if I can make it to 100 episodes, that would be 100 different people I've impacted. That would be huge. I had to think of those people that I would potentially be impacting with the podcast. I really needed to put them before me. Same with my health. I needed to get myself engaged again for those around me, friends, family, loved ones, potentially children down the road. I needed to get my mind straight. I needed to get my body straight because I needed to be there for them in the future. I couldn't be this chubby, overweight guy that can't make it up a flight of stairs without having a hard time breathing. I couldn't constantly binge eat until I was sick. That wasn't supporting my goals, and it sure as heck wasn't inspiring anybody else to do better in their lives. So for a little while there, I stopped posting on social media because I thought I was lying to people if I kept posting about how positive I was, however I was binge eating on the side. Mind you, over that whole time, I was a very positive person, even though I was into lesser habits. However, I knew I needed to make the change, and I finally turned the corner. But that all started with my self-talk. I really had to sit down and tell myself, look at myself and say, I'm the one. I'm the one who's going to make this happen. Nobody's going to come over to me, put their hand on my shoulder, and give me permission to go out there and do something great. Now, this can apply to so many different areas of our lives, like I said. Do you have a business that you've been waiting to really get the startup going on? What does that look like? Do you have a plan in place? Are you hesitant to pull the trigger on it just because you're nervous about reception? You're nervous about the way people will see it, the way others will see you? If you think it's a good thing and you know it's a good thing, go for it. Do something with it. You're doing a disservice if you don't include your dream and try to implement it to help others, if that's truly what it's all about for you. Or is it your health? Like I said before, I had a hard time end of last year, beginning of this year, trying to get myself back on track. Stop making excuses. What is it for you? Do you want to be able to play with your children? Do you want to be able to play with your grandchildren? Or do you just want to be able to go outside and go for a leisurely walk every once in a while without feeling like you're overexerting yourself all the time? We have to put a plan together, something reasonable and understandable, but then understand that we have the permission. You can go out there and do that thing as long as you're helping others or helping yourself in some sort of way that's not hurting others or harming people. The other side of this is your self-talk on your day-to-day life. What does that look like for you? What do you say to yourself when you wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror? Let's start there. For a while, I didn't like the person I saw on the other side of the mirror. I thought they were really fat, really gross, and didn't deserve any love from anybody or any friends. Even though I didn't start losing weight for a little while after my journey started, officially, I was still deserving of people in my life and things in my life, and I had to remind myself of that I had value. But it wasn't enough to just feel like I am enough, like the popular saying is. We need to act on it and do something about it. If you feel you have the potential for something, go out there and do it. But tell yourself that. And you don't have to develop an ego about it either. You can tell yourself positive things throughout the day. Like if your boss comes back and said, hey, so-and-so, you did a really good job on that project. You can feel good about yourself. But you don't have to create this big ego or this big God complex about yourself, how you're God's gift to the earth now because you did one great thing. Take those things in stride, remember them, put them in your memory tank, and carry them with you all the time. If you're having a hard day, remember, hey, I did something great the other day, or I did something great this morning. Position yourself with little wins like that that you remind yourself of. And maybe it's not going to be perfect right away. Maybe for some of you starting out there, it's man, I can't do anything right. I'm in this awful job where I hardly make any money. I'm overweight. I'm so stuck. I don't have an education. I have nothing to fall back on. What's my plan? Maybe that's where you're starting. And that's okay, because I find that a lot of people feel that way. It's not just you. And I know so often we feel like that, that it's just us on a pedestal and we're not enough. We're not capable of turning the corner and making something out of ourselves. We need to position our lives with little wins throughout the day is something I've thought about a lot. Maybe for you, it's getting up early in the morning and going on a morning walk to start your day, getting that clear mental space in your head and just opening yourself up to the day. I found that when I do that consistently, I can really plan out my day, gather my thoughts. I don't feel rushed in the morning. I can prepare my meals if they're not already prepared. There's so much I can do in that extra hour, 45 minutes that I wouldn't be doing otherwise. It just really gets you a good start for your day. Or maybe if you're somebody that is overworking yourself or you feel like you're overstretching and you're constantly working on things, set aside an hour of your day, a half hour of your day, if that's all you have, to really devote yourself to your future. Maybe it's just reading a book about business, something you've always wanted to start up. Maybe it's taking a course online from something like Udemy, something you've always wanted to do, like drawing, painting, something like that, something you feel could give you a lot of fulfillment. We have to invest time in ourselves each day to gather those great wins that we look for in times of desperation, during the hard times. Because when you gather little wins like that throughout your day, and like I said, maybe it's just a walk. Maybe it's just eating a healthy breakfast. Maybe it's putting 3 meals together a day that are all healthy. Maybe it's sticking to your exercise routine for a full week. Whatever it looks like for you, whatever those small little victories are that you can compile each day, remind yourself of those. Feel good about yourself that you've accomplished those tasks. Maybe it's making your bed. Maybe it's just getting lunch prepared for you, your family, whatever that looks like, again. And find ways to have a better conversation with yourself. When I started losing weight again, one of the things I always told myself when I looked in the mirror was, Ryan, I love you. We're not where we're supposed to be. We are not where we can be. However, we're going to get there. We're going to work our butt off, and we will get there. Taking thoughts like that and putting a small twist on it, something that gives you some hope, something that turns the table for you a little bit, just so you can have a positive internal dialogue with yourself throughout the day. Maybe it's like we said with your boss at work, and they come back and say, hey, you didn't do a very good job on this project. But then you think to yourself, you know, I did really well on that other project, though. Next time around, I'm going to do just as good as that one. I think I got the potential for that. I'm going to hold myself to that. Maybe with your diet, you're sitting there thinking, man, I ate out again, or I just can't get it right. I eat out 5 times a week, and I just can't get it together. Maybe you understand that, but you're willing to accept that you have the time to prepare meals beforehand and say to yourself, you know, I ate out so many times this week. How can I fix this? Let's build a plan and think of ways we can implement this. I'm going to get better at this. I just need a plan. You see, honesty with yourself doesn't always have to be a negative thing. However, if you are honest with yourself, you have to develop a plan afterwards to make sure history doesn't repeat itself. So when I started 75 Hard, which I'm still doing at the time of this recording, I knew I had to go all in on my health. I knew I needed to go all in on my life. Essentially, that's what helped me propel myself to then send out the podcast when the time came. The investment I was making in myself was only as good as I was willing to make it. If I wasn't willing to help others along their journey and try to help others, I wasn't going to feel fulfilled. I knew I needed to turn my internal dialogue around and I needed to start impacting myself in a better way so I could impact others in a better way as well. Now I'm sitting there again with my phone in my hand. I see iTunes pop up and I say to myself, man, is today really the day? Is today really the day I'm going to try to impact people's lives? I'm going to try to impact one person for each episode. Is today really that day? I had to sit there again and tell myself, yeah, I got this. I put so much time and dedication into this. I gave it my best. I gave it my all. It's time to put it out there. At the end of the day, that's all we can do. You have to give your best, honest, wholesome, hardworking effort into everything in your life. Because at the end of the day, death isn't going to ask us, you know, what do you wish you could take back? What do you wish you could do over? Nobody asks us that at the end of our lives. It's just over. I say this all the time, that small steps make the mile. Small steps each day is what builds towards the rest of your life. Maybe it's no crazy changes like I did going into the 75 hard challenge, and that's okay. That is okay. Whatever it looks like for you to impact your life in a positive way. Maybe it's eating out twice a week rather than three times a week. And instead of getting really heavy pasta, we're going to try for a salad or a chicken wrap or something that's better for you. Maybe you say to yourself, I really want to start this business. I don't know how to do it. But you know what? I'm going to invest a half hour to my day, an hour to my day to really put in the work to learn how to do it. And I'll get there. I will learn everything I need to learn, and I will get there. Maybe with your exercise, it's, man, I can't do a squat. I can't do a push-up, but I'm going to get there. I can't do this yet, but I'm going to get there. And that's what I had to say to myself when I was getting ready to post the podcast and I was getting ready to start my exercise program. Is maybe it's not great right now. Maybe things aren't the best they could be, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to start. I'm going to do the thing. And I'm going to get there. We have to make these small incremental changes to our dialogue every day. And again, it's not going to be perfect right away. However, start. Do something each day. Remind yourself of little victories that will add on to your day. These little things, they seem, again, little. However, when you go back on them and you think of those successful habits that you've created when you're doing positive things throughout your day, it really adds up. It gains momentum throughout your day, your week, your month, your year, and your life. One of the best ways I've seen internal dialogue shifted around was through the use of what David Goggins calls the accountability mirror. He talks about looking into the mirror and being completely honest with yourself. Maybe it's not positive at first. Maybe it's not great. Maybe it's, Ryan, you're fat. Ryan, you have a lot of weight to lose. Ryan, you don't deserve to be helping people yet. You got a long way to go. I like that spin on it, but then I also think we need to end on a positive note. Be honest with yourself. Ryan, you're fat, but you have the tools to get where you need to be. Ryan, you don't deserve to be impacting people yet, but you can be. You can build to that success that you want. And the other way that I've seen this used is something I get reminded of constantly because I don't do it enough. It's putting post-it notes around all of your living area. I know I have two post-it notes on my mirror right now, and those are daily reminders for myself as to things I need to bring into my daily life. Maybe you're putting them on your computer screen. Maybe you're putting them in your car just to remind you not to get angry or not flick people off while you're driving by and somebody makes a bad decision. Maybe it's in your workspace so you know you don't need to get super frustrated or angry with your coworker that's bothering you. Daily reminders and little hints and notes that in the moment you'll look back on and remember when you wrote them and the mental space you were in when you wrote them, those things can be super helpful as well. Like I said, I don't do it as often as I should, if I'm being honest. However, the two I have up in my bathroom now, whenever I look at them, super helpful, super inspiring. I don't want to share them with you because I don't want you to think that they have to be the exact same thing. Yours can be whatever you want them to be. Maybe it's just smile. Smile more. We know how impactful smiling can be to other people in our lives. Maybe it's just smile. Maybe on your refrigerator it says, pack the chicken today instead of taking your pasta or something or your burger or whatever bad meal you're used to taking with you to work. Maybe it's little hints, little reminders. The other cool thing about that is your spouse, significant other, or family will ask you about them, inevitably, and then they'll gain support for you more than likely, as long as it's a positive thing. They'll gain that support for you and help you along the way. It'll also help you relate to those people more as well. They'll see you. They'll understand you more. You'll be able to talk them through what you were thinking, why you made those notes. Maybe they'll use it too as well. So either by creating post-it notes and putting it around your living, working space, whatever that is for you, or maybe it's just shifting your internal dialogue a little bit each day. Make yourself, force yourself to talk positively to yourself. Give yourself daily boosts, daily reminders, daily affirmations, positive things that you can carry with you throughout your day. Life doesn't have to be negative. Most of the time, we force ourselves into negativity. We make the negative exist. You can decide to do positive things and change your life. One internal dialogue at a time will change that for you. I know it has for me. I know it has for so many others. Make your self-talk a positive experience and become best friends with yourself. Learn to love yourself and go out there and make an impact today. And in case nobody's told you today, you are worth your dreams.